What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. It is Thursday, March 28th, 2019. Sure, happy it's Thursday. Sure, happy it's Thursday. Sure, happy it's Thursday. Almost to the end of the month coming up here on the 1st of April. So everybody has to be on guard for hoax stories. It seems to be something we have to go through every year here on the internet. Anyway, we've got a lot to talk about today. There's a lot going on here. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Mike is in our control room, ready to answer the phone, put you on the air with your comments, questions, and opinions. Over at the United Nations Security Council, they had a meeting to discuss this issue of Israel's sovereignty on Golan, and 14 out of the 15 UN Security Council member states condemned it. The only one that was in favor of was, of course, the United States. And interestingly enough, in a display of utter arrogance, just as the debate began at the Security Council chamber, Israel launched an air attack against what they claim is an Iranian ammunition depot near Aleppo in Syria. So they went back on in, pounding on Syria here. Now, Syria is saying they hit a civilian airport, and they're reporting that 7 people are dead. Syrian air defenses apparently did intercept a number of the missiles before they reached their targets. So apparently explosions were heard all around the government-controlled area of Sheikh Najjar, which is an industrial zone in the northeastern countryside of Aleppo. So Israel is doing what Israel likes to do. And I don't think the timing was a coincidence. I think this was just Israel thumbing its nose at the UN Security Council that they can't do anything. As long as the United States has that permanent veto, the Security Council is totally hamstrung. They're impotent, to put it politely. At the moment, there seems to be a tenuous ceasefire holding between Gaza and Israel, mostly due to Egyptian efforts. They're engaging in shuttle diplomacy, basically flying back and forth between, shuttling back and forth, rather, between Gaza Strip and Israel through the Erez crossing. Gaza's airport is no longer functional. And they're trying to calm everything down, but I don't think Netanyahu wants things calmed down. I think he sees all of this bombing and violence and blood as good for his reelection campaign. So the Hamas chief came on out and says Israel got the message after a morning of tense calm. I wouldn't be quite that arrogant. This is from Ismail Haniya, whose headquarters got struck by Israel just the other day here. We are hearing that Hamas is not going to cancel the one-year anniversary of the Great March of Return at the Gaza fence, despite threats coming in from Israel. So good for them for having the courage. Unfortunately, I'm expecting Israel will do something really bad about it. And Israel's already cranking up the anti-Palestine, anti-Gaza, anti-Great March of Return propaganda. Oh, there was never was such a thing as Palestine. It was completely made up by a bunch of anti-Semites. You know, the usual stuff that we get from that. Pardon me. And so Benny Gantz, unfortunately, is also a hardliner. So even if Netanyahu loses his election, it's not going to improve things for the Palestinians on the West Bank or in Gaza. All right, rights groups, about 20 different Palestinian rights groups, both regional and international, are urging the United Nations to protect the Gazans who participate in the anniversary of the Great March of Return protest this coming Saturday. Well, if the UN's going to do something, they better be moving like right now because of the time it's going to take to get there and get in there. And of course, because Israel controls all access to Gaza, the UN could show up there and Israel could say, no, you can't go on in there, as they've done to so many other rights groups here. So Basically, there was this letter sent to UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres, and the groups warned that Israel will once again resort to lethal and other excessive force, including live ammunition, to suppress the protests. We urge the United Nations to take meaningful action to prevent further unnecessary loss of life and injury by the Israeli occupying forces, which entails individual criminal responsibility and may amount to international crimes. It then went on to issue an 11-point list of recommendations for the UN, including beefing up monitoring of Israel's use of force on the protest, demanding accountability, and making sure that Israel adheres to the Geneva Convention. Well, Israel has already answered that last one. Israel does not see their abuse of the Palestinians as a war and has stated the Geneva Convention doesn't apply. We're going to do a shout out now to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. All the way back in 1917, there was this declaration issued by then British Foreign Secretary Arthur Balfour, who viewed with favor the establishment in Palestine of a national home of the Jewish people. And this was the Balfour Declaration, with 67 words long, and we're still feeling the effects of it today. And so now you have Donald Trump signing an official proclamation recognizing Israel's sovereignty over the occupied Syrian Golan Heights. Now, here is the kicker. Neither the former British Foreign Secretary or the current U.S. President actually have the right to dispose of that land. They're giving away land that was never theirs to dispose of. So a lot of people are starting to equate Trump's decision with another Balfour declaration, which, of course, Israel will seize on, whether it's legitimate or not, to say, see. Now, Syria's ambassador to the United Nations has lashed out at President Trump's recognition of Israeli sovereignty over the occupied Golan Heights, describing the move as part of a criminal project aimed at prolonging chaos and destruction in the region. He then went on to say, if you want to give Israel more land, why not give them North and South Carolina? Proving that the Syrians do have a sense of humor. Okay, now Israel's getting ready to triple the number of Jewish settlers in the Golan Heights to try and create a Jewish majority in the occupied Syrian territory. And they're also trying to basically say, well, with Trump's recognition, Syria is no longer occupied, and therefore all this boycott, divestment, sanctions no longer applies to the Golan, and investors can come on in and invest in Israeli companies in the Golan, and you can buy Golan-produced products. Somehow, I don't think that's going to work. I don't think people are really falling for this one here. Article coming out of Russia today, the road to the next war begins in the Golan, and they're basically drawing a parallel between Trump's self-serving recognition of Israel's illegal annexation of the Golan and how it's taken a wrong turn. And they're equating it with the assassination of Archduke Franz Ferdinand, which took a wrong turn in Sarajevo, and the world found itself on the road to World War I. Now, Netanyahu is still out there insisting that they captured the Golan in a defensive war. But that's not what happened. Israel struck first. They came up with this idea of the preemptive war. We know they're getting ready to attack us, so we have to attack first. And they basically launched these sneak attacks on Egypt, Jordan, and Syria. Okay. Over at the refugee camp in Bethlehem in the occupied West Bank, Israeli forces shot and killed an 18-year-old Palestinian medic who was wearing a medic's vest trying to save injured protesters in the Daisha refugee camp. So Israel's just going to keep on doing what they're doing. Over in Jordan, King Abdullah II has announced that Jerusalem and the future of Palestine are red lines for Jordan. And Jordan is rejecting the idea of finding an alternative homeland for the Palestinians. Now, Palestine is the homeland of the Palestinians. The United Nations partition plan was going to carve off part of it to be Israel. Israel's not happy with that. They want all of it, and they want the Palestinians to go someplace else. And Israel has been talking about the forced displacement, the forced relocation of all Palestinians for years now. And over in Jordan, the king is saying, no, we're not going to accept that. Partly because Israel is saying Jordan should take the Palestinians in. Over in Syria, there's been a U.S.-led coalition bombing in al-Baghouz, and apparently they killed at least 3,000 people and made the town look like they devastated it. It's described as post-apocalyptic. Okay, a few days ago, Mike Pompeo was in Lebanon at a big meeting trying to get Lebanon to come on board with this coalition against Iran. And after Pompeo left, Lebanon basically said it didn't change anything, that Pompeo was just yet another American official biased toward Israel who has to come on in and have his say. But apparently, Lebanon is now starting to cozy up to Russia out of concerns that Israel may be getting ready to attack them again. And that might not be a bad idea, looking at how effective Russia was at stopping the U.S. takeover of Syria. Although it looks like the U.S. is getting ready to try again. They've given up the idea of ISIS and al-Qaeda. Now they're going back to saying, yes, we have to get Assad. Why? What has Assad done to the United States of America? When did Syria attack the United States of America? The answer is they haven't. And if you look back at all of these wars over the last 18 years, they're all against countries that have done absolutely nothing to the United States and the American people. They represent economic threats or economic opportunities. It's all about the money. It's all about the oil. They don't want you to realize that because they're still trying to convince you to spend your money on these wars to make these oil companies rich. They're still trying to convince you to send your sons and eventually your daughters into these combat zones to make the oil companies richer. Now, Mike Pompeo, fresh from his face plant over in Lebanon, is saying that Washington, together with its allies at NATO, would unveil a fresh series of actions against Russia next week in response to Moscow's involvement in Ukraine and in particular in the Kerch Strait standoff. And Pompeo said, when the Russians captured sailors in the Sea of Azov, we've done a great deal of work to try and push against that. We need to do more. Okay, Mike, here's your rifle and here's your parachute. Go have fun. Now, all of this, of course, ignores the fact that the United States has been involved in Ukraine. The United States was behind that coup d'etat that ousted Yanukovych and installed puppet Poroshenko. But the United States has this attitude that, you know, our meddling is good and their meddling is bad. And that's all you dumb American voters need to know. So they're out there. Now, as far as the Kerch Strait is concerned, again, that was an intentional provocation. Ukraine was allowed to transit the strait and access the Azov Sea. There were just some rules that had to be followed, which was prior notification, because that channel is very narrow, and too many ships going through it at the same time can erode it. And these ships that transited the Kerch Strait into the Azov Sea didn't follow the rules. They didn't make an application. They didn't say they were coming. They just charged on through. Sort of Ukraine's version of a freedom of navigation exercise. And they got caught. And proving once again that it really is a world war and no place is safe. Over in Algeria, there is major unrest. It's reaching the boiling point. There have been weeks of protests from the opposition trying to block the possible re-election of longtime President Bouteflika. And there doesn't seem to be a resolution within reach, even after the sudden withdrawal by Bouteflika from the new elections. The demonstrations are continuing. Opposition and regime insiders still feel the old guard is clinging to power, but apparently the Algerian army has stepped into the fray, urging the removal of the current president. And that's not the only place. The United States is stoking the Democratic Republic of the Congo's deep state civil war, which means it's not really a civil war, and they're doing it to contain China. We can't compete with China in Africa, so we have to contain them. That's really what's behind all these wars. The United States has lost its ability to compete with places like Russia and China in terms of manufacturing, economics. And so now they're trying to build a wall to wall off Russia and China and say, this part of Earth is ours. They'll do business with us because they don't have a choice. Alrighty. Turning over to Venezuela, there's an interesting development. Just off the coast of Venezuela is an island called Curacao. And it's actually property of the Netherlands. And the Netherlands has now granted the United States permission to use that island. The U.S. is saying it's for humanitarian assistance, but obviously they could use it as a springboard for military intervention, which means it's going to have to be built up a little bit. So Maria Zakharova was giving a briefing from the Russian Foreign Ministry and said, we've taken note of the agreement signed between the Netherlands and the United States on using the infrastructures of the Curacao Island for humanitarian supplies to Venezuela. At first sight, this agreement merely opens access for U.S. officials to Curacao's infrastructures exclusively for providing humanitarian aid. But as it turned out, this deal does not rule out the possibility of using not only civilian but other means of delivery. Of what type? Clearly military ones. So with the coup having fizzled, it does look like the U.S. is going to go into Venezuela. And it's going to be a disaster. It's going to be another quagmire like Afghanistan and like Syria, or it's going to turn into another Vietnam. Now, as we reported earlier in the week, Mike Pompeo was out there demanding that Russia get out of Venezuela. You're not allowed to meddle in foreign countries on this side of the world. Only we're allowed to meddle in countries on this side of the world, and your side of the world, too, just so we understand the rules that we just made up here. And Russia has responded saying, well, you get out of Syria first, because the U.S. has gone back on its promise to leave Syria once ISIS and Al-Qaeda were defeated. And the U.S. is behaving like a cowboy in the Louvre, according to Maria Zakharova. I'm not exactly sure what that means, but in context, it's bad. Meanwhile, the United States is going around the world to various international bodies and arm-twisting them to basically push Maduro's envoys off and try and bring Guaido's envoys on. This is a continuation of this PR campaign that started with Trump having Guaido's wife to the White House. You know, if we all play act like Guaido's the president, then magically, poof, he's going to be the president. But Maduro has dug in, and he's determined to stay. And that means war is coming here. All right, we're coming up here on a commercial break, and we'll be back after these words from our sponsors. So stay tuned. We'll be right here. We'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, no child left behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
We the people, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And once again, I want to start off by saying a heartfelt thank you to everybody who has donated to Republic Broadcasting and to WhatReallyHappened.com, because we would not be here without you. That's just the absolute truth here. And right now, all of us, the Rivero's Rangers, the Republicanites, whatever we want to call ourselves here, we have to be feeling pretty butch right now with the release of the Mueller report, because the corporate media, who've got all this money to spend, they got it flat out wrong. They wanted to get it wrong. This was not an accident. It was not a mistake. It was not an error. They were out there just slinging bovine excrement at the American people. And we here in the independent media, at Republic Broadcasting, at WhatReallyHappened.com, we got it right. And it's important we get that message out. Now, we don't want to be boastful and bragging, and we don't want to be seen as vindictive, but it's important to get that message out to the American people. The corporate media was wrong. The independent media was right. And that's an important message for everybody to get out. So Once again, if you would like to support Republic Broadcasting, the postal address to send a check, money order, or if you prefer anonymity cash, is Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. The phone number where you can make a credit or debit card donation or pledge to be a recurring subscriber is 800-724-2719, extension 1 during business hours, extension 3 at all other times. The network thanks you. I've just gotten an email from somebody who says that they are not able to see my YouTube feed, and I would not be surprised if they were blocking me, but unfortunately I don't have enough resources here to open up the video thing and check on it. So we'll get back to that later. All right, let's go to the phones. Dustin in New Jersey. Aloha, Dustin. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
I wanted to talk about Venezuela, but, Mike, I give Trump 0 weeks. I know you give him 2 weeks time to before you change your mind on him again, but I gave up on him. I think you're going to be disappointed.
I haven't changed my mind on him. I'm saying I'm giving him 2 weeks to change my mind.
Okay. So you're disappointed in him, but in 2 weeks, if he does something, then maybe we'll rethink about it. I can go with that. But, hey, Mike, did you see Guaido's wife? She's, like, whiter than Mike Pence. She was.
Yeah,
she was
I did notice that. Yeah. I did notice that.
Is she in an indigenous population there? Because I know there's two sets of people there, right?
I'm not really sure. I mean, you know, the history of South America has been all these different groups going on in there. There was, you know, the Aztecs, the Incas, then the Spanish came on in, then the British tried to get involved there. I mean, it's a mishmash.
Hey, Mike, I don't know if you heard reports, though these are rumors that there's Turkey military advisors in Venezuela. Because remember Erdogan called Maduro his brother.
So, well, I would not be surprised. I would not be surprised at all that Turkey's going to be helping. We could see a major, shall we say, lineup behind Venezuela against the United States. Venezuela could actually be the flashpoint for where the world war gets real. Oh, and by the way, I'm already getting emails and comments from the control room. The YouTube feed is working. Whoever sent me this email, it's obviously a problem with their machine. So thank you for checking for me. Venezuela, we're going to lose this one. That's the part that is so frustrating and angering to me. We didn't win in Afghanistan. We didn't win in Syria. We didn't really win in Iraq. We're just throwing weight around the world. We're a dying empire lashing out, trying to remind everybody that we still are an empire.
Hey, Mike, did you see Debbie Wasserman Schultz? She got everybody voted for this. It's called the Venezuela Something Act or something. I don't know if you can look up if anybody knows. It's some kind of act that Congress passed or Senate about Venezuela. Like, they're a threat to our national security, and they all voted for it. So that tells
how is Venezuela a threat to our national security? Okay, they don't really have much of a navy. They don't have much of an air force. They certainly don't have long-range missiles and nuclear warheads. And Maduro, again, Venezuela's history is rather devoid of wars.
I just thought it blew my mind when Mike, I think it was Pompeo, who said, like, that they're in our hemisphere, and, you know, we're trying to bring democracy and
oh,
human rights.
Oh, that old one again. You know, there has never been a democracy that resulted from a U.S. intervention. There are always dictatorships like Pinochet, the Shah of Iran, and Poroshenko, for that matter. Anyway, listen, we got to take a break for commercials. Do you have more, Dustin?
No, Mike, have a good show.
All right, thanks a lot. We'll be right back.
Oh, yeah. You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And I found what Dustin was talking about. It's called the Russia-Venezuelan Threat Mitigation Act. And it sailed through the House, was introduced by Debbie Wasserman Schultz here. And basically, here is an interesting excerpt. The bill would require the president to monitor the risk of Russian acquisition of Venezuela's Citgo assets in the United States, as well as impose a visa ban for any individuals working on behalf of the Russian government in direct support of Venezuelan security forces. Citgo, the oil company. It's about the oil again. Now, if the United States was worried about who's got control of the Citgo assets, they should just go make a deal with Venezuela. But they can't. They're out of money. And people don't trust the dollar anymore. This nation has been bankrupted with all these wars. We can't compete economically. We can't compete in manufacturing. Certainly after these massive floods in the Midwest, we can't compete agriculturally. So they resort to war. And that's what's going on here. All right, we're going to take another phone call. Jim in Chicago. Aloha, Jim. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Michael. A couple things. Donald Trump has reached a new low. He wants to take federal funding from the Special Olympics and from blind people, but yet and still, he continues to give $600 million a year to Planned Parenthood. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I agree with you. That's appalling. I mean, you know, blind people do need the help. The Special Olympics are more of a celebration. It's not an essential service, but I think it's a nice thing to do. As far as Planned Parenthood, we're seeing this, extreme view that all pregnant women who are American citizens, I guess, need to get abortions right up to the moment of birth. And again, it's like somebody is reshaping the demographics of this country. They want all the white people to go away, and they want the United States of America browned so it can blend with the rest of the world.
Right. Well, didn't Donald Trump say during his campaign that he was going to get rid of Planned Parenthood funding?
Yes, he did. He said a lot of things during the campaign that have not come to pass, which is why I am very, very disappointed in him.
Right. Well, that's it, Michael. You take care.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go. The phone lines are open. Getting on back to Venezuela, there is a new development. Juan Guaido has been banned from government service for 15 years over apparently some discrepancies in his personal financial disclosures. And apparently Guaido was spending money that he had no particular explanation of where it came from. And so he's basically, Venezuela's authorities have ruled the maximum punishment allowable by law. He's banned from government service for 15 years. So he can't be a president, interim or otherwise. Of course, that's not going to stop the United States. Over in France, things are really sadly heating up. And there's a lot of focus that is being put on the 73-year-old activist Genevieve Legay, who was there with the yellow vests, and the police charged them. She got knocked over, fractured her skull, and it was an act of willful violence on the part of the police. Macron's public statement on there saying, well, maybe you'll gain wisdom because when one is fragile, one shouldn't be in these prohibited areas. That triggered a backlash as well. The question is being asked, and it's a legitimate question. Will Macron's escalation of violence against the yellow vests make them go away, or will it just make the situation explode? And I tend to think, on the basis of history, it might be the latter one. Because you reach a certain critical mass of the population that have had enough and can't take any more. And you reach a point where everything the government does to try and contain the situation only makes matters worse, and I think Macron has reached that point. All right, so let's talk about our domestic politics here. Laura Ingraham had a wonderful little video segment here, The Five Stages of Democrat Grief, and we're seeing it. Denial, bargaining, so forth and so on, mostly denial at this point. And it's rather humorous to think about, but that's exactly what's going on. The Democrats, the liberals in general, are just, they're having to deal with this tragedy of the Mueller report. And they just invested so much of their lives, their reputations, their careers, that the Mueller report was going to get Trump. We were finally going to get Trump. By golly, this is it. Get ready to pop the champagne corks. Over in Rolling Stone, Matt Taibbi has an article saying that as the Mueller probe ends, new Russiagate myths begin. And he's commenting about the fact that already we're seeing these accusations that Mueller, who had been the darling of the Democrats, he was their knight in shining armor. He was going to get Trump. Oh, he must have sold out. You know, he's a closet conservative. Yeah, and he didn't want to find anything. So they're on the attack against him. Now, Dan Bongino is talking about Spygate. Obama, Mueller, and the biggest spy scandal in American history. And he's absolutely right. He's got a comment. This makes Watergate look like romper room. And he's right. This is the biggest scandal to hit the government since Watergate. We have a sitting American president spying on a presidential candidate to help another candidate in his own party. And Brennan has already outed Obama. He was on CNN and he said this went all the way right up to Obama, who knew what was going on and was keeping tabs on the situation. And all Trump did was win an election, and the massive machinery of the federal government was turned on him. This happened. This really did happen. Story coming out of the economiccollapseblog.com, and we've mentioned this before, but it bears repeating again. The narrative that eventually led to the Mueller investigation basically was hatched within 24 hours of Hillary Clinton's 2016 loss. And that's what resulted in this 675-day Mueller investigation. And Hillary just couldn't accept that she'd lost. They weren't ready to give up yet. They needed a plan to delegitimize the election results and install Hillary in the Oval Office. And they decided on this plan to blame Russia for Hillary's loss. And that included pushing the narrative the Trump campaign colluded with the Russians to defeat Clinton. The Russians stole the election on behalf of Donald Trump. And therefore, Trump had to be removed and the White House given to Hillary Clinton. They apparently really thought that was going to work. And they've been pushing that story for over 2 years. And it went down in flames on Monday. And you think about all the lives that were ruined, all the people who were bankrupted by legal fees, all the reputations that were destroyed, not to mention our relations with Russia seriously wrecked because Hillary couldn't accept that she was just a lousy candidate and people didn't like her. Now, you talk about somebody who is so self-centered that they would do something like that, and all the rest of that happened, including the possibility of war with Russia. Fair price to pay for Hillary's one last shot at that Oval Office. She can't let go of it, and I do think she's going to step in for 2020. Okay, there is a letter from House Intelligence Committee Republicans calling for Adam Schiff's resignation. Actually, right now, there's a lot of people calling for Adam Schiff's resignation, including Newt Gingrich, who says this was an attempted coup d'etat. And that's exactly what it was. It was an attempted coup d'etat. And by the way, now that this is over, okay, I would like to send a respectful message to the United States Secret Service and to Trump's protective detail. Be extra vigilant and careful, because the people who were behind this coup d'etat, I don't think they've given up. And the next step past this one is the Kennedy approach. So please be very, very careful of our commander-in-chief. Apparently, over at the Intelligence Committee, Representative Turner was making introductory remarks and Adam Schiff cut his microphone. So it's getting a little testy over there. Rand Paul is out there saying that the former Obama CIA chief promoted this now discredited dossier. And he's demanding an investigation of the Obama team. Absolutely need to get all of these people under oath. Get them under subpoena if necessary. James Clapper, John Brennan, Susan Rice, and many others. I would add Loretta Lynch and James Comey to that list. They were all part of this. They were all part of this effort to unseat a legitimately elected United States president. And as much as I'm disappointed in Donald Trump, I defend the fact that he is the elected president. And I'm absolutely appalled at these people who just took it upon themselves to try and figure out a way to kick him out of office. So, now, one of the things that's coming out from the Mueller report is that Mueller went well beyond the kind of bare-bones summary required by the Justice Department regulation governing his appointment. In other words, he's just loaded this up with all kinds of stuff, trying to make it look like he actually accomplished something over the last two-plus years. Okay. So over on Twitter, the tweets are flying here. And George Papadopoulos basically put out a tweet saying that it definitely rings true for our good friends from the infamous Obama administration. Now that Trump has said he will declassify the FISA documents in the George Papadopoulos case. And if Comey wasn't sweating before, he will be after he sees this tweet from Papadopoulos. Okay. Alexander Downer, Stephen Halpert, Joseph Mifsud, and Comey's corrupt team had one thing in common. They made the foolish mistake to illicitly spy on me and never expected their methods and tactics would be revealed. That all changes now with the president declassifying my FISA case. Now, we need to see what William Barr is going to do. Is he really going to be an attorney general, or is he another in a long line of totally co-opted, corrupted, compromised AGs like Loretta Lynch and James Comey were here? But Trump is out there saying that there will be indictments of James Comey, McCabe, and Strzok for these criminal acts leading to the Mueller probe. And I hope he means it. I hope he's going to put on those presidential brass knuckles. Because right now he's got a window of opportunity. The American people understand Trump was the victim here. He wasn't the bad guy. He was the victim. And they're standing with him. And now's the time for Trump to really keep his promise about draining that swamp. Now, Devin Nunes is sending a criminal referral to the Department of Justice over Spygate. That's going to happen next week. And it will detail multiple referrals on a number of different crimes, including leaking classified information, as part of his investigation into misconduct at the Justice Department and the FBI. And we know that in addition to Hillary Clinton, there were some other people who were leaking classified information to the media. That's still a Title 18 violation. And Nunes said it's one criminal referral, but with multiple referrals on a number of different crimes. And he says, we're going to have some leakers out there for sure. We're going to reach the point where they're going to start turning on each other, pointing fingers on each other, rushing to make a deal, because the first one to make a deal with prosecutors is going to get the best deal possible. And the ones who are last to the table, they're going to get nothing. Maria Zakharova came out with a comment on the Mueller report saying that Western journalists are riffraff, totally to blame for the Russia hoax. And when she's right, she's right. They are riffraff. They're prostitutes, they're correspondents, and they got it wrong. And that is a message that we have to get out to the people of America over the coming weeks. For 2 years, the corporate media lied to you. It wasn't a mistake, it wasn't an error, it wasn't bad intelligence, it was a flat-out lie. And the independent media was getting the truth out. Now, meanwhile, Eric Swalwell is still standing by his claim that the dossier is absolute fact. It's absolute fact. And he's still saying Trump is a Russian agent and he should be removed here. And Swalwell, you know, was out there being interviewed, and he's waving that little dossier around, saying, what part of this has been disproven? And the response to that should be, what part of it has been proven? It's nothing but allegations in there. There's nothing to substantiate any of the claims made in it. And I don't know what world Swalwell lives in, but in the United States of America, you presume innocence until proof of guilt in the face of an accusation or allegation. And even the President of the United States gets that presumption of innocence. Eric. All right, we're coming up here on another commercial break, and I'm going to step away for a while. We'll be right back after these few words.
Let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder what's a guy on Main Street to do. I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. But I must admit lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas. Yeah, I want to be a pirate.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. We're still talking about the fallout from the Mueller report. otherwise known as the Democrats' Hindenburg, or the Mueller-tanic, I guess we could call it that one. I think we're going to call it Russia-gate-gate. That's the name we're going to use on that one. Now, as I mentioned earlier, looking at this article from Matt Taibbi, the narrative is now changing to the fact that Mueller didn't do a good job, and the latest variation on that is coming from Nancy Pelosi saying that Attorney General William Barr is arrogant to think we would accept his interpretation of the Mueller report. So Nancy Pelosi is now trying to say, well, whether or not there was collusion depends on how you interpret the report. And she's now out there saying, release the report, release the report. Now, that's kind of odd because she's on video saying that maybe it's time to move on past this and start focusing on health care, because there's a big fight gearing up over Obamacare. And as far as Adam Schiff is concerned, he's still out there saying there's ample evidence of collusion in plain sight. And he's raising on a busted flush. Okay, Adam, show us your evidence of collusion. Apparently some of his associates in Congress are starting to mock him on that one. Over at Fox News, their new contributor, Donna Brazile, was asked a simple yes or no question regarding what's going on. And she basically was asked, do you now accept the president as the legitimate president of the United States, having won the 2016 election fair and square? And it should be yes or no. But instead, Donna Brazile launched on how they were victims, how Brazile and others were victims of Trump's attacks during the 2016 election cycle. She's refusing to answer one way or the other. So they still can't let go of it. Out in Hollywood, La La Land, Rosanna Arquette basically came on out saying Trump's America is a sick dictatorship of normalized racism, rape, mass killings, and pedophilia. Actually, sounds like she's describing Hollywood to me. But anyway, Chris Evans is out there saying that he really hopes NFL star Tom Brady is not a Trump supporter. Chris Evans said he might have to cut ties with the quarterback as a fan of the president, and he might even refuse to play him in an upcoming biopic. They're going to make a movie about Tom Brady. Chris Evans apparently is in the running to play that role. He's saying he may just walk away from it if Tom Brady is a fan of Donald Trump. Silly. We'll be right back after these few words.
There's an ongoing war right here in America. Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.